Today's daf is Bechoris Daf Chof, and we are 5 lines from the top of Daf Chof Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Liza. So yesterday, at the very end of the daf, we began the third parak of Masechtas Bechoris, which of course deals with laws of Bechor, specifically Sofik Bechor, specifically unique types of Sofik Bechor. The Mishnah begins with Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Tanot, Halakeach Behema min Oved Keichavim. If somebody buys a Behema from an Oved Keichavim, Ve'ini Odeya in Bikra, Loi Bikra, he doesn't know anything about the history of this animal. Rabbi Shmuel says that there are ways to determine when this animal will give birth, whether this baby that's born is the Bechor or is not the Bechor. Said Rabbi Shmuel, here's the cheat sheet. A's, if you bought a goat, and it gives birth, bashna, so within the first year of its life, adi l'koyin. It means for sure that it's a bechor. Why? Because it's impossible for a goat to give birth twice during the first year of its life. So if it gave birth now, it means it did not give birth previously. Thus, this animal that was born now is going to be a koyin. The same is true, said Rabbi Shmuel, as it relates to a rochel bashtayin and a par of a chamar b'nai shalosh, a rochel during the first 2 years of its life, a par of a chamar during the first 3 years of its life. If it gives birth to a baby, it means that this is the bechor. As a result, vaday l'koyin. What happens if this animal will give birth afterwards? If somebody bought a goat from an Oved Keichavim, it did not have a baby during its first year. It had a baby in its second year, its third year, or a rochel after the second year, a part of a chamar after the third year, said Rabbi Shmuel, mikan ve'elach safik, we're going to treat it as a safik. Why a safik? You don't know for sure that it's a bechor, because maybe it had a baby ready when it was in the reshus of the Oved Keichavim, but maybe not. As a result, yirachi yistoiv, the yoichel b'muma, you're going to treat it the same way you would treat any safik bechor. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Shmuel, he says that I disagree with what you're saying, because it's true that an animal can't give birth to two babies during the first year of its life if it's a goat, and if it's a rochel, during the first 2 years of its life, and if it's a par of a chamar, it can't give birth to two babies during the first 3 years of its life. But at the same time, when we're going to sit down and we're going to ask ourselves, did this animal have a baby or not, to determine whether the baby that's born now is a bechor or is not a bechor, the question we have to ask ourselves is not did it have a vlad kayama. The question is, did it have even a nephil? And the reason is because if a baby, or a woman for that matter, miscarries a child, as long as the child was at a certain stage in its development, the fetus, that would be enough to say that the child that's born afterwards will no longer be a bechor. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, ilu bevlad bilvada behem of nifteres kidvarecha, then I would agree with you. However, the reality is not that way. Elo amru simenav vlad bebehem adaka tinof ubegasa shilya ubeisha shvirva shilya. There are different simonim within the development of the fetus which would already be considered peterechem, so that any animal, or child for that matter, that's born afterwards, would no longer be considered the bechor. And being that it's possible, said Rabbi Akiva, for a goat to miscarry a child and then give birth to a child during the first year of its life, it's possible for a rochel to miscarry a child and then give birth to a child during the first 2 years of its life, the same for a par of a chamar during the first 3 years of its life, just because this animal that you bought from a guy had a child during this time frame does not necessarily prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this child is a bechor. You're going to tell me, what do you mean? It's not possible for a goat to have two children during the first 2 years of its life. It could miscarry a child, however, and then have a child. And if it miscarried a child, that would be enough to say that the child that's born now is not going to be a bechor. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva said that I maintain that any time you buy a behema from Rav Kechavim, if you have no idea in Bikra, in Loi Bikra, that Lachi is the first baby that's born can never be treated as a vaday bechor. You're not taking this animal and putting it on the mizbeach. You're always going to treat it as a safik bechor. What's the safik? Maybe there was a baby before. And even if you know there was for sure no vlad kayama before, maybe this animal miscarried before. Regardless, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, with regard to this practice. In our Mishnah, we had two shitas as it relates to alekech behema min oved keichavim, the ini idea in bikra and loy bikra. It was a goat and it had a child during the first year, etc., etc. The Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that, to a degree, is going to be verbatim the Mishnah. However, the brisa is going to add two additional shitas. And not two shitas, but rather four shitas. Zok Gemara Tanu Rabbanon is bashnasa vaday lekoyin. If somebody buys a goat from an Avi Kechavim and he has no idea if this goat had a child or did not have a child, and now during the first year of its life, it didn't have its 1-year-old birthday yet, and the goat just had a baby. The halacha is you have to give it to a koyin. Like Rabbi Shmuel said in the Mishnah, because it's muchach that it didn't have a child previously, because had it had a child previously, it wouldn't be able to have a child right now. So it's a vaday bechar. You vaday have to give it to the kohen. There's no safik momen. You treat it like a regular bechar. Mikan ve'ilach. What happens if it has a child after the first year? Safik. Rochel bashtayim vaday lekohen. Mikan ve'ilach safik. Paro bashalish vaday lekohen. Mikan ve'ilach safik. Chamoira. What about a chamoira kapara? Is treated like a paro. That. Rabbi Yehuda said, Chamoira bas arba shonim, then no, a chamoira is different than a para, and whereas for a para, the metric is the first 3 years, when it comes to a chamoira, it's 4 years. Ad kan divir Rabbi Yishma. When Rabbi Yishmael's halacha was related to Rabbi Yeshua, Amalehem, so Rabbi Yeshua told the Chevra that told him this halacha in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Which halacha? The halacha that we had in our Mishnah, that was just repeated here in the Braisa. So Rabbi Yeshua told the Olam, go to Imrulay Rabbi Yishmael, go tell Rabbi Yishmael, to Yisa. You're making a mistake. What's the mistake? Rabbi Akiva's tain in the Mishnah. If the only way an animal becomes potter from Bechar is if it has a child of Lachal Kayama, it's only then that the child that's born afterwards is not considered the Bechar, then your methodology works 100%. However, Avalomru, Simon of Lad Bevehimadakatinf, Ubegasa Shilya Ubeisha Shvilvashirya. I mean, that that's the case, even if it had a child during the first year of its life, for example, in the case of a goat, how do you know that it didn't miscarry previously? It could have miscarried previously, and then after it miscarried, given birth to this child. You have no way of knowing that that didn't happen. As a result, the baby that's born now, this animal is not a vader bechar. You're going to treat it like a safik bechar. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua told the people that related to him, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, to go back and tell Rabbi Yishmael, which is essentially Shitas Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. So really, if you would stop right here, you would say this is a braisa that really is repeating what the Mishnah already said, albeit with an interesting context, with a little bit of drama. The halacha of Rabbi Yishmael was told to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua told the Olam, see the Imru Loi Ta'isa, go tell him you made a mistake. However, the Braisa continues. Rabbi Yeshua told the Chevra, after he said, go tell Rabbi Yishmael that you made a mistake. Why? Because even if the animal would have miscarried, that would be enough to pater from Bukhar. He said, Vani eini oimer kein. I happen to have a third shita. What's my third shita? Ele isha tinfa bashisha, yeledes b'toich shnasa. An ace, a goat, that miscarries bashisha, when it's 6 months old, can still have a baby within its first year. Rachel shetinfa bashnasa, a rachel that miscarries during the first year of its life, yeledes b'toich shtayim. What exactly does Rabbi Yeshua mean? The Gemara is going to discuss that soon. Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva chimed in, like he did in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Akiva is a fourth sheet. He said, "Ani lo basi lo demidazu. El kol sheyadua shebikra in kan lekayin klum." If you know for sure that before this animal was born, it had previously had a baby, so of course you don't give anything to the kohen. V'chol shaloi bikra ha'rezu l'kohen. If you know for sure it didn't have a baby before, then when this baby is born, you for sure give it to a kohen. Safik yoicha b'mumay l'bayil. Bottom line is, we had a Mishnah with two shitas, we have a Braisa with four shitas. It's very not clear what the difference is between shitas 2, 3, and 4 in the Braisa. Both the Braisa and the Mishnah have shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Already mentioned Rabbi Shmuel's sheet a few times this morning, as it relates to the Cholkim. So it seems like the Braisa is Shloisha Shein Achas. There's one Cholik in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Akiva. It's based on the principle that if an animal miscarries a child, the child that's born afterwards will be Pater from Bechar. Therefore, the fact that a goat has a baby in the Rishus of Yisrael during the first year of its life is not a Raya that that baby is a Bechar. Because maybe the mother had previously miscarried, thus this is going to be Pater. Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa tells the people who told him, Rabbi Shmuel, go tell that to Rabbi Shmuel. Then he says that I happen to disagree. I see it a little bit differently. And then the Braisa brings Rabbi Akiva, who saw it even a little bit differently than that. So the bottom line is we have a lot of work to do to understand Pashat Pshat, what's going on in this Braisa. Zok to Gemara. Let's start from the beginning, from the top. But my komiflagi, Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel's sheet was very straightforward. And Rabbi Yeshua who told Rabbi Yishmael in the Braisa, Tzive Imru Loita Isa, his shita was very straightforward as well. Meaning what Rabbi Yeshua himself said, Vani Eini Omer came, that's when it starts getting a little bit confusing. But the first two shitas in the Braisa were essentially the two shitas in the Mishnah. So it says, what's the Hezber and the Machlaikis? Zok the Gemara, Lema Betinov Poiter Kamiflake. And the truth is that it's Kedai to speak this out outside first. If you think about it, Rabbi Akiva's Tain in the Mishnah, which is also Rabbi Yeshua's initial Taina in our Braisa, is really predicated on three things. What did Rabbi Yishmael say? Rabbi Yishmael says, if you buy an animal from an Oveke Chavim, you have no idea, you don't know the history of this animal. You don't know if it had a baby, didn't have a baby, you have no way of knowing. So he says, I'll give you a little way to figure it out. Let's pick one of the examples, a goat. If you bought a goat and it has a child during the first year of its life, muftach lecha, you know 100% that the animal that's born is a Bechar. Why? Because a goat cannot have two children during the first year of its life. So if it had a child, it means there was no previous child. If that's the case, it's for sure Bechar. If it's a Shor Bechar, the halach is you have to give it to a kain. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yeshua tells the Chevra in the Braisa, no, Rabbi Yeshua, you're making a mistake. He says, why? Because it's true that if the goat had a baby now within the first year of its life, it means it didn't have a previous baby. But it means only that it didn't previously have a Zvlad Kayama. It doesn't mean that it didn't miscarry. And had it miscarried, that would be enough to pater from Bechar. So how do you know for sure it's a Bechar? Maybe it's not for sure Bechar. Okay, straightforward argument, right? But if you think about it, it's really predicated on three hanachas. The first hanach it's predicated on is that if an animal miscarries a child, it paters from Bechar. So if there's a miscarriage, the baby that's born afterwards won't be a Bechar. Number two, you see from here they have to be chayish for that. Because that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. That if you buy an animal from a guy, just because the goat has a baby during the first year of its life, it means it's the Bechar. Maybe it miscarried. No, maybe it miscarried. You would think that maybe that's not something you have to be chayish for. But in the argument, clearly they're suggesting that it is something they have to be chayish for. Additionally, what you see from the argument is that it's that in the event that an animal would miscarry, it would be able to have a child during that same year. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yishmael is saying, and nobody seems to be arguing with Rabbi Yishmael, that if a goat has a baby during the first year of its life, it cannot have another baby during that same first year of its life. We're going to see later that the pregnancy term of a goat was 5 months. So if it's 5 months, it could have two babies during the first year of its life. Stating that, the mitzvah that the Tanaim assumed was that that's not a possibility. Stating that, that's only true if it's a Vlad Shel Kayama. But if a miscarries, it is possible. It's based on all three of those hanochas, Rabbi Akiva is making an argument. It's based on those three hanochas, Rabbi Yeshua and the Braisa says, Ti Imruloi the Rabbi Yishmael Toisa. Again, what are the three hanochas? Number one, that tinuf, a miscarriage, patas from Bechar. If a miscarriage doesn't patas from Bechar, then who cares if there was a miscarriage? At the end of the day, this is the first Vlad Kayama. If this is the first Vlad Kayama, it should for sure be Bechar. Number two, you have to be chayish for it. We can easily argue that, yeah, it's true if there was a miscarriage, it'd be Potter. But who said you have to be chayish for it? You see, clearly you have to be chayish for it. Additionally, you see that the fact that it could have miscarried changes the metzias, meaning, although it's true that if it had a baby, it couldn't have had another baby, but if it had a miscarriage, it could have had another miscarriage. So if I would ask you now, Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa, same Rabbi Shmuel, who argues with this argument of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, why does he argue? There's three options. You could l'chayre say that he argues with any one of these three hanachas, because the taina of Rabbi Akiva, the taina of Rabbi Shmuel, is based on three hanachas. So if you don't have all three, the whole binyan collapses. Everything falls apart. So if you want to ask yourself now, push it super high level, without having Hekif and all the Rabbi Shmuel's in Shas, just push him Shas. Why would Rabbi Shmuel argue? So, in Svara, you can say, maybe you argued with the first Anacha, maybe you argued with the second Anacha, maybe you argued with the third Anacha. And if any one of these Anachas get knocked out, this whole Cheetah gets knocked out, and we have a beautiful beer in Cheetah's Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara here is going to entertain all three possibilities. Very clear, says the Gemara. Lema betino of poiter kamiflaki. Should we say that the beer in the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, which is also Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, is tin of poiter, the first Anacha? Does a miscarry pater from Bechorah, not pater from Bechorah? No, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Savatin of Enu Paiter. Rabbi Shua, Savatin of Paiter. Zokti Gemara, no, either Chazin in the Tin of Tukulam, Lord Peliga, the Tin of Paiter. It's not Muchach. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel agrees that a Tin of really would have the ability to pater. What then is the Machlokes? The question is not whether the Tin of paters, whether the miscarriage paters. It's do you have to be Chayesh for it? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel argues with the second Hanacha. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Ein Chayesh on the Tin of. He also, you don't have to be Chayesh for it. Rabbi Shua, Savar, Chayesh on the Tin of. Does it make sense to say that Rabbi Shmuel is not Chayesh Latinov? Why would you not be Chayesh Latinov? You'll tell me, because it's a miut. It's a tzad rochoik. You're not Chayesh Lemiut. The problem is, on the top of the Amid, didn't we establish already that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rameyu is Chayesh Lemiut? How did we establish that? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that after the first year of the goat's life, if it has a baby, we treat it like a suffix. And the Gemara's question is, why is it a suffix? There's a roiv that roiv behemois are misabreis v'yoldois b'toich shnasan. So why don't we assume based on roiv that it's for sure not a bechor? Why do you have to be chayesh and think that maybe it's a bechor? Why don't we say that once the first year passes, it didn't have a baby, for sure it must have had a baby in the rishus of the guy? Because roiv behemois b'sabreis v'yoldois. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yishmael holds like his Talmud Rav Meir, who is chayesh l'miyuta. So if we already established Rabbi Yishmael is chayesh l'miyuta, as it relates to the Mikan ve'ilach Sofik, why should we say that he's not Chayesh Lemiyuta, and that he's not Chayesh, that maybe there was a Tinuf, Sakhti Gemara, Ti Chayesh L'chumro. L'kula loy Chayesh, you could say that it's true. In our sugya, we already established from Yishmol in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yishmol holds like Ramey, that's Chayesh Lemiyuta, but that was L'chumro. That was that if the animal gives birth after the first year, you have to be Chayesh Misofik, that maybe it's going to be a bechor. So l'chumro, we're going to be chayesh. But at the same, even though Roiv says that it's not a bechor, because Roiv behemes mesabres v'yoldis, l'chumro, you're going to be chayesh. But in our case, we're faker. You want to say that let's be chayesh l'miyuto, assume that it's not a bechor, because of the tzad miyot, that maybe it miscarried already, maybe l'kula not. Maybe that's not a svara. And if we already established from Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah that he holds like Rameh, that's chayish l'miyuta l'chumro, he's b'chayish l'miyuta l'kula as well. Maybe the argument is the third hanacha, where Rabbi Shmuel argued was, he held that just like a goat can't have a baby and then have another baby during the first year of its life, so too, a goat can't be matnefes. It can't miscarry the chayzeres v'yoledes and then have a child during the first year of its life. If it had a baby, for sure, it didn't have a baby before, and also for sure, it didn't miscarry before. Either way, so what's the hezber in the machloikis between the first two shittas in the Braisa, which are the two shittas in the Mishnah? Mishnah only have two shittas. But what's the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa? It could be one of three things, because as we mentioned, that taina is really based on three hanachas. So it's possible that Rabbi Yishmol argued with the first hanacha, could be argued with the second hanacha, could be argued with the third hanacha. Regardless, in the Braisa, the cholkim on Rabbi Yishmol were really three shittas. We said it was shloisha shein achas, or achas shein shloisha. The Bnei Yeshiva related to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shmuel said. And what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Tzi v'imru loy l'Rabbi Yishmael ta'isa. And what was his taina? Rabbi Akiva's taina in the Mishnah. This argument that Ptur Bechar is not only tali in a Vlad Kayama, but Ptur Bechar is tali even in a miscarriage. But then Rabbi Yeshua continued. He said, Vani eini oimer kein. I personally happen to disagree. What do I hold? Eishe tinfa bashisha yeledes petoich shnasa. Rochel she tinfa bashnasa yeledes petoich shnayim. Kemuvin, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is very sussel. It's very unclear. And it's certainly not clear what exactly he's adding on what he told the Bnei Yeshiva to tell Rabbi Yishmol. In other words, what's the difference between the pshat that Rabbi Yeshua told the Talmidim to tell Rabbi Yishmol versus what Rabbi Shmuel himself holds? Now, the Gemara is going to refer to this argument that Rabbi Yeshua told the Bnei Yeshiva to tell Rabbi Shmuel as the Gemara de Rabbi Yeshua. This was the Messiah that Rabbi Yeshua had. As it relates to Rabbi Yeshua's own pshat, the Gemara is going to refer to it as Svar de Rabbi Yeshua. This was his own Svar. Vani eini oimer kein, ich halt mein eigenes Svar. Additionally, what's going to emerge from the Gemara is that the difference between these two pshatim, where Rabbi Yeshua told the Olam to tell Rabbi Shmuel versus what Rabbi Yeshua himself had, is a subtlety. It's not a fundamental difference. Fundamentally, he holds like the taina of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, the taina that he told the Bnei Yeshiva to tell Rabbi Yishmael. The arguing with a subtlety, and the Gemara is going to struggle a little bit to figure out exactly what the Nekudas HaMachloikis is. But one thing is clear, and this is Kedai to speak out, and this is going to be the Tzad HaShava between all the attempts, three, that the Gemara is going to make to try to explain what exactly the machloikis is between the second pshat and the braisa and the third pshat and the braisa, and that is hacha b'maya skinon. We're talking about a case where a goat, let's stick with the case of goat, even though Rabbi Shua said as halacha by the goat and by the sheep. The Gemara only talks it through, and the Rishonim only talk it through by goat. They don't talk it through by sheep, so we'll talk it through by goat. So as it relates to goat, we're talking about where a goat miscarried at the beginning of the seventh month. So 6 months, and then right at the beginning of the seventh month, it miscarried. That's when it miscarried. Then, before the end of the year, meaning within 6 months, before its one-year-old birthday, maybe a day before, but before its one-year-old birthday, it had a baby. And the question is, this baby that was born, is it a bechar? Do we look at it as a vadai bechar or as a sofik bechar? Those are going to be the two tzadim. What is that doing anything? Zok de Gemara. Elo, says the Gemara, is shetinfa bashisha, your ledes teich shnasa, roch shetinfa bashnasa, your ledes teich shnayim, my iko ben Gemara, lesvare. Again, what's Gemara? That's the pshat that Rabbi Yeshua told the Talmidim to tell Rabbi Yishmael. What's Svare? That's Rabbi Yeshua's own pshat. What's the shayla? It's talking about shetinfa b'toich shnis. We're talking about a goat that was metanef, meaning it miscarried at the end of the 6 month. Or right at the beginning of the 7th month. And then it had a baby. The Gemara doesn't speak this out. It had a baby before the end of the year. Another thing that the Gemara doesn't speak out, you can go through the long Rashi, or another thing that the Gemara doesn't speak out is that the term, the pregnancy term, like we mentioned earlier, of a goat is 5 months. Okay, so what's the machlok? Ziri said, "Ein tinuf pachos mishloi shemiyon." That if an animal miscarries, the animal for the next 30 days will refuse to mate together with its mate. And the reason is because right after the miscarriage, it's not comfortable. If that's the case, if an animal miscarries, you know for sure it didn't become pregnant again for the next 30 days. So just do the cheshbon. If the animal miscarried right at the beginning of the 7th month, for 30 days according to Zairi, it's not going to mate. So it can't become pregnant for the next 30 days. The soonest it can become pregnant then is in the beginning of the 8th month. The soonest is the beginning of the 8th month, and it's going to be pregnant for 5 months, that means the baby can't be born during the first year. It has to be born during the second year. What happens if a baby was born during the first year? It happened. Ma'isr shahaya kachaya. So what would we be forced to say? So the Gemara says we'd be forced to say that what we thought was a miscarriage wasn't really a miscarriage. It was some discharge, looked like a miscarriage, but really it wasn't, because it doesn't add up with everything that we know. We know that the animal won't mate for 30 days. We know that there's a 5-month pregnancy, and the numbers, the back of the envelope arithmetic doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, there's no way in the world that you're forced to say that the miscarriage wasn't really a miscarriage, thus it's going to be a vada b'cha. But that's only true if we assume all these hanachas. Once we start arguing with some of these hanachas, then it's possible to say that, no, maybe it was a bechar. Maybe it was a miscarriage. And if it was a miscarriage, then this animal that's born is really not the bechar. So you can't treat it like a vada bechar. At best, you'd be able to treat it as a safik bechar. And the Gemara says that somehow this shmooze was the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua, the Messiah that Rabbi Yeshua had, that he wanted Talmidim to tell Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara again, it could be now Diziri. Don't Maziri 18 of Pachas B'Shalei Shemiyon. Li Gemara Isla Diziri. This Gemara held of Ziri. I mean that he held of Ziri. He held that if an animal miscarried right after 6 months, and then had a baby within the first year, it's muftach that the baby that was born was a bechar. A miscarriage. Must be it wasn't a real miscarriage. Couldn't have been possible. And if that's the case, we treat it like a vada bechar. Lisvari, Rabbi Shua himself, Leslie the Ziri. It doesn't hold a Ziri. He holds no such thing that the animal won't mate for 30 days. If there's no such thing, the whole cheshbon gets knocked out. Thus, it's possible that the miscarriage was a miscarriage, and still it had a baby within the year. Thus, the halacha is you can't treat it like a vada bechor. At best, you're going to treat it like a safek bechor. That's the machloikis. If you treat it like a vada bechor, that's what Gemara held. If you treat it like a safek bechor, that's what Svari held. Iba is saying, but the chuli amalusi, maybe everybody holds a ziri. Same mitzias, nothing's changing in the setup. The shaila is something else. The shaila is we're assuming that the pregnancy of this animal has to be a full 5 months. So we're saying, for a full 30 days, it won't mate. For a full 5 months, it has to be pregnant. So if this all happened in the beginning of the 7th month, that means the baby will be born in the beginning of the 13th month, which is already into the 2nd year. Had it have a baby during the 1st year. Oh, so we're working backwards. We're saying must be. It never miscarried. But what if I tell you that it doesn't have to have a full 5 month pregnancy? It can have a 4.5 month pregnancy. Okay, so if you don't need the full 5 months of pregnancy, then it's possible to make this work. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yeshua held. The Gemara held that there's no such thing. Maybe that was the Hezbollah and the Machlaikis. Or you could say, everybody holds of Ziri that there's a 30-day buffer. Additionally, everybody holds that an animal is not yoledes lishma ketam. It needs a full 5 months. The shayla is, v'hacha b'miktas hayayim kekulei kumiflegei. The shayla is, do you say miktas hayayim kekulei? L'svarei yamina miktas hayayim kekulei. The gemara lo yamina miktas hayayim kekulei. Meaning, what happened was, it gave birth during the 1st year, but it was the last day of the 1st year of its life. So the question is, if you hold miktas hayayim kekulei, the 5 months pregnancy ends that morning, by Neitzachamo, Aloysa Shachar, of the last day of the 5 months pregnancy, based on the idea of Mixus Ayon Kukuloi. So the pregnancy ended already. So it's possible for it to then have a baby later that day, which will still be Toich Shnasa, but it's after a full 5 months. Meaning, really, you need a 30-day buff, and you need a full 5 months. But when does the 5 months end? At the end of the day or in the beginning of the day? If you don't mix Sayyam Kukulai, the 5 month pregnancy ends at the beginning of the day. If it ends at the beginning of the day, it's possible for it to have a baby still that day. There's still time in the day. It's a full day for it to give birth. If you don't say mix Sayyam Kukulai, then the pregnancy has to end at the end of the day, which means the earliest that the baby can be born is the following day, which is already into the next year. Thus, this is the machloikis. Gamre held that you don't say miksas ayon kekula. If that's the case, not possible for it to have a baby during the 1st year. If it had a baby during the 1st year, must be the tinuf wasn't really a tinuf. If the tinuf wasn't really a tinuf, so now this is going to be a vadai bechar. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not muchach. Maybe because of miksas ayon kekula, it finished its pregnancy. This is already the 2nd year. And the tinuf really was a tinuf. Rabbi Shua says, I'm not sure, but at the very least, you want to tell me it's a vadai bechar, I'm not comfortable saying that it's a vadai bechar. Thus, according to Rabbi Shua, it's going to be a safik bechar. So that's the hezber in the machloikis between gamrei de Rabbi Yeshua and svarei de Rabbi Yeshua. So we had 3 biurim in the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, that is. And we have 3 biurim in the machloikis between Gamrei de Rabbi Yeshua and Svari de Rabbi Yeshua. But there was a 4th sheet in the Mishnah. Om Rabbi Akiva, ani lo basi le de midazu. Ela kol sheyadua v'chulu v'chulu. Rabbi Akiva didn't seem to be adding too much to this machloikis. Zok de Gemara, my ikka bein Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yeshua. So now we have another shita. What's Rabbi Akiva coming to add? So here too, the Gemara says, you have to say that the Rabbi Akiva was coming to add one nuance. Again, something that's not mefurish at all in the Braisa. It's related to the sugya. It's me'inyan le'inyan, ba'oysa inyan. But at the same time, it's a nekuda. Machlekes was, I'm Rabbi Chanina Misura, cholof poiter, ikabinayo. Case was where you bought an animal from a non-Jew. And you don't know anything about the history of this animal. Did it have a baby? Did it not have a baby? But you had one simen. You know what the simen was? The animal was nursing. And the question is, the fact that this animal right now has cholof, is that a raya that it had a baby previously, or is that not a raya? Rabbi Akiva saw a cholov poiter. Rabbi Akiva says cholov is a simen that it must have had a child. Why? Because holachacha roiv behemos, v'roiv behemos ain cholvos elam ken yoldos. Rabbi Yeshua savar ha'ikam miyuta de cholvos. There are a miut of animals that are cholvos. They have milk afapisha ain yoldos, and as a result, it's not going to be a simen. Machlokes was, this is very straightforward, whether the fact that this animal has milk right now, it's cholev, is that a raya that it previously had a child? If it is, then this child that's born afterwards is not going to be a bechor. If not, not. And it sounds like the machloikis is, do you go basarayv? Do you not go basarayv? Rabbi Akiva says, cholov poiter, you go basarayv. Rabbi Yeshua, it sounds like, holds that cholov is not poiter. Why not? because there's a miut of animals that are chovos afal pishul enon yoldos, and Rabbi Yeshua seems to be chayish lemiyuta. So Frank the Gemara on the theme of chayish lemiyuta, chayish Rabbi Yeshua lemiyuta. Time we learned in the Mishnah, isla chamoiso, and this is a classic Yevamis case. Yevamis daf kuf yutes amen aleph. This the case was where there was a woman shahalach baylo lemedina sayah, and her husband loyalenu never showed up, never came home. Her question is she allowed to get married or is she not allowed to get married? And the specifics of the Shaila over there was that, as far as she knows, she didn't have any children and her husband didn't have any brothers. So from a Yevamis perspective, there's no Zika. She has no one to fall to Yibum to because her husband didn't have any brothers. The question is, maybe you have to be Chayish that her Shviga had another child, assuming her Shviga was of childbearing age, and maybe she had another child. That's the discussion over there. It's a Mishnah. She had a mother-in-law. She doesn't have to be Chayish that maybe the mother-in-law had a child. Meaning, even if you find out later that her husband died, but what about the Yevamis component? You don't have to assume that the mother-in-law had another child. What if her mother-in-law was pregnant at the time that this all went down and the Shviga also went to Medina and said, we didn't hear from anybody? Oh, that's already a whole different story. Rabbi Yeshua says, even there you don't have to be chayesh. Wow, you hear this? So you have a woman, she's married. Her husband goes to Medina and says, Edom come later, they say, your husband died. Okay, so she can get married. She's not an aguna. No, it's not so fast. Because her mother-in-law was pregnant, and she never heard anything from the mother-in-law. Maybe the mother-in-law had a baby, and maybe the baby was a boy. And if that's the case, maybe she's zokuk liyibum. Zok to Mishnah, you're right. Yotza malei chayshes. But Rabbi Yeshua says you don't have to be worried. You know why? But I mean, my time with Rabbi Yeshua, because some Rabbi Yeshua holds roiv meubarois yoldos umiyet mapilos. Because Rabbi Yeshua says you go baser roiv. Roiv, women that are pregnant give birth to children. Some don't. So there's a miyat of mapilois. V'chala yoldois, amongst those that give birth, mechza scharim, u'mechza nekevois. If that's the case, if you do the math, you have a small percentage. Let's say it's 1%. So out of 100, 1% is not going to give birth to a vlad kayava. Out of the 99%, half are going to give back to scharim, half are going to give birth to nekevois. That means the tzad scharim is left less than 50%. If the tzad scharim is left than 50%, it's a miyut. V'avlu scharim miyuta, ule miyuta leichayshinon. But what do you see from here? You see Rabbi Yeshua's leichayish lemiyuta. So Frank the Gemara, you have a steer in Rabbi Yeshua. Here you have Rabbi Yeshua, who's leichayish lemiyuta. And we said that maybe the machloikis, the beer, in the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, is where you bought an animal from Rabbi Kechavim. It was choylev. And the question is, the fact that it's choylev, is that a sign that it had a baby or not? Where Rabbi Akiva said, you go basar roiv. Thus, Cholav is Paita. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't go Basarav, you Chayish Lamiyuta, Tastira. Here, Rabbi Yeshua is Chayish Lamiyuta, based on the way we want to explain the Machlekes of Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, in this mission over here in Bechairis, whereas in the end of Masechtas Yevamis, Rabbi Yeshua is Loi Chayish Lamiyuta. So the Gemara says, Ela Epach, you have to flip it. Meaning, really, Rabbi Yeshua never said anything about Cholav in our Brisa. Rabbi Akiva never said anything about Cholav. We're sort of making up a Machlekes. We don't know what the Machlekes is. So we're trying to come up with, we're backing into something. So if you have information, you know for a fact that Rabbi Yeshua was like Chayish Lemiyuta, then switch the names around. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, in fact, you have a Mefurish Brisa that way. Chalav Paiter, who holds Chalav Paiter? Divri Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua goes Basar Rav because Rabbi Yeshua is like Chayish Lemiyuta, Rabbi Kiva, and Chalav Enei Paiter, just the app. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, one more Brisa. Gediyah, Shayalda Shalish, Banois, a Gediyah, a female goat that gave birth to three daughters. And one shot, triplets. V'chol b'noiseh yoldu shalosh shalosh. And then each one of these goats gave birth to triplets. So, a nice family. You have is 13 goats. You have the mother, her three daughters, and then the nine enekloch. The halach is kula nechnasos ledir le'zaser. They could all enter the deer, the pen, at the same time for ma'aseh behemah. What's the halach of ma'aseh behemah? So if you have animals, every tenth animal, asir yekodesh, that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. You can keep it, but a chelik of it has to go on the mizbech. There's a concept of asir yekodesh. So in this case, one family is going to be able to create its own asir yekodesh. What's the significance? The significance of this halacha is that the halacha is there's a fiscal year as it relates to ma'aseh behemah. Meaning, an animal that was born last year doesn't go together with animals that were born this year
for the halacha of Asiri Kodesh. So it's for that reason we're saying that ordinarily, how would one mother, one family, be able to create its own? It's possible. The way it would happen is if there were a couple of triplets involved. But the point is, it's something that's feasible. Right? The mother, incidentally, or the grandmother by the end of the story, in this price it doesn't count because she's older. She was born in a previous year. But she gave birth to triplets, and within that same year, each one of the triplets gave birth to triplets. So the 12, the 3, and their 3, 3, 3, respectively, all 12 of those children and grandchildren were born within the same year. As a result, they could all be nichnas adir. Amar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said, Ani re'isiyo, I saw it. She is Rebetayich Shanasa. Meaning, this isn't just hypothetical, like we saw in the end of Masech Teschulim, Reb Yaakov Maisachaza. Reb Shimon Maisachaza. Reb Shimon says, I saw this. This is something that really happened. Zokta Gemara. Lomali lemisni shalish shalish. Just parenthetically, why did the Braisa, in order to make its point that it's possible for one family to create its own minion, in this case, as it relates to Maisa Behema, why did we need that it gave birth to triplets, and that each one of the triplets gave birth to triplets? Toilet chad minay class. Why can't you say more simple? Where one of them gave birth to triplets, the inuch tarti tarti, and each one of the three gave birth to two. So you'd have three. Each one of the triplets gave birth to twins, which is a lot more shchiach than each one of them giving birth to triplets. So you'd have 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. And, oh, Zokta Gemara, one second. The idach tarti tarti, Zokta Gemara. Again, Aniris she is normally the misni shalosh shalosh toilet chad minayu klas. I'm sorry, idach tarti tarti. One of them has to give birth to triplets, right? So let the grandmother give birth to triplets. And then one of the children will give birth to triplets, and the other two will give birth to twins. So it'll be 3 plus 3, which is 6, plus 2 plus 2. I didn't bring an envelope this morning, which is another 4, and you're going to end up with 10. Zokta Gemara, I did the ikah chada the leisagi, but leishalish tani kulu the aldu shalish. You're right. In theory, that could work, but one of the children are going to have to give birth to triplets because it's 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2. Because as we just saw, 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 does not equal 10, it only equals 9. So one of them is going to have to give birth to triplets. As a result, once we mention one of them with triplets, mention all of them with triplets. But then Gemara asks another catch, but lovely, the Mr. Shalish Klau. Why are we getting involved in triplets? Apparently, this was very lechia. So why are we getting involved in triplets at all? Keep it simple. Lel di kulu tarti. Let, and this is, we're getting to the punchline now. Let the baba give birth to, lel di kulu tarti, v'tahadar I, v'toilet bahadeyon. And let her now give birth to another child. And if she gives birth to another child, that's how you'll be able to fill in your tenth. Zokta Gemara lema, meaning let the grandmother give birth to another child. Zokta Gemara lema kosavar mitanefes eino chayzeres v'yoledes b'taych shnasa. Oh, you know why? Probably because once an animal miscarries, it can't give birth to another child. So how could you have the grandmother giving birth to two children? Right? You want her to give birth to children. Each one of her children will give birth to children. And then when you work it out with your twins and your triplets, if you're missing one, okay, so let the grandmother give birth to another one. Oh, presumably because once she miscarries, she can't give birth to another child. No. How can you prove from there that once an animal miscarries, it can't give birth to another child? In this case, we don't want it to miscarry. We want it to give birth to a child. That's the main theme of the sugya that we're learning. That a goat, for example, once it gives birth to a child, can't give birth to another child with that first year. That was pasha. That was never a shaila. That where it's yoledes, could it be chayzeres v'yoledes? The question is, mitanefes. Okay, in our case, we don't need to be mitanefes. In our case, what we need is for it to be yoledes v'chayzeres. Now, the truth is, it's not mamish our sugya, because in our sugya, it was the first year of its life. Who said this is the first year of its life? Either way, I am berishonim exhale. So just to speak out a little bit of rage, just to start at least, to make aschala. So there's a lot of lumdish ideas that came out of this Gemara. But I think just to start from the beginning of the sugya, and that is the end of yesterday's daf. So we had Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, just to keep it simple. Halakech behemim and oivik echofen. Ve'ini ideya in bikra aloi bikra. So said Rabbi Shmuel, if you bought a goat, and it gave birth to a child during the first year of its life, you know for sure that it didn't have a child previously. Rabbi Shmuel, for one of three reasons, is not worried that maybe it miscarried previously. So he says, the halacha is that this animal that's born is vadeh going to be a kohen. Mikan de'elach. What happens if it gives birth not during the first year, but after the first year? At that point, it's already a safek, because maybe it had a child previously. Maybe it didn't have a child previously. So we don't look at it as a vaday bechor. We look at it as a safik bechor. What do you do with a safik bechor? You don't give it to a kayin. Because the safik mamin, that loch is amaytze mechaveroi, all of a raya. At the same time, you can't put it on the mizbeach for sure, because the safik chulin bazara. You also can't just use it as chulin. It's also begiz of avayda. Yiracha yistoev. You wait until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, even the yisrael's a ladder. Benefit from it, and at that point you're going to be able to enjoy. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold mikan ve'ilach safek? Why don't we say that there's a roif? Roif behemois are misabris v'yoldeis b'toich shnasa. So let's assume that if it didn't have a child during the first year of its life, when it was under the rishus of Yisrael, it for sure had a child when it was under the rishus of the Oivik Echavim. And if it had a child when it was under a shus of a Levi Kechavim, it's for sure not a Bechar. So why do we say Safik Bechar? Maybe it did have a child under a shus of the guy. Maybe it didn't have a child under a shus of the guy. There's a Rav. And every time we have a Safik, we know the rule is Rav is Machriya Sveikis. Says the Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel must hold like Rameir. Rameir, we know, is Chaya Shlemiyuta. He doesn't just indiscriminately go bus a Rav, unless it's a Ruba de Ruba. But Roiv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir is always Chayish Shemayuta. Lememra says the Gemara, should we walk away from here that Rabbi Shmuel is Kremeyah Sfirulay? That Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rameyah that he's Chayish Shemayuta? So says the Gemara, one second. I don't think the Kasha is a Kasha in the first place. Why? Because although it's true there's Machlekes Rameyah in the Chachamim, whether you Chayish Shemayuta or whether you Loi Chayish Shemayuta, maybe that Machlekes is when it's a Ruba De Isay Kamon. But maybe where it's a Ruba De Leisa Kamon, even the Chachamim are Moida to Rameyer, that the halacha is that you chayshin on the miyuta. Maybe this question doesn't start. What's the kasha? Roiv, elamai chayish lemiyuta, that's only Rameyer. So the Gemara, no, maybe that machloik is Rameyer in the Chachamim. Yeah, chayish lemiyuta, why chayish lemiyuta? It's only Rameyer. That's when there's a Ruba de Isa come on. But by Ruba de Isa come on not. And the Gemara gives two examples of a Ruba de Isa come on. Number one, Teisha Chanuyas, the most famous example of Roiv in Teresh of Alpeh, where there was a city and there were 10 stores, 9 of them self kosher meat, one sells non-kosher meat, and now you have a piece of meat, you don't know which store it came from, we say Rav. Called the Parish, Ruba Parish. Over there, it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. The 9 stores that sell kosher meat are Kamon. The 1 store that sells non-kosher meat is Kamon. By Ruba de Issa Kamon, maybe there you have a machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chacham. What's the other case the Gemara brings? The most famous case in Teresh of Iksav. The case in Teresh of Iksav. Achri Rabim Lahatis. The Rav Dayanim are Kamon, and the Miut of Dayanim are Kamon. By Ruba de Issa Kamon, maybe there is a machloikis, but maybe where the Rav is Lese Kamon, like over here. Rav Behemoth. All these animals in the world that the Gemara is talking about are not kamon. There's no roif kamon, there's no meat kamon. Maybe over there, it's pashit that yichayish lemiyuta. So maybe the whole kasha doesn't start. It's not Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rameyer. Maybe even the Chachamim agree where it's a Ruba de Leisa kamon. The halacha is that yichayish lemiyuta. But the Gemara says it can't be, because if you go back to the source of the machloikis, Rameyer and the Chachamim, it's actually a case of Ruba de Leisa kamon. The case was, could a katan or a ketana engage in Yibum? The Chachamim say, yeah. Rameir says no. Rameir says no because I'm concerned that maybe the Katan will be a Saris, maybe the Katan will be an Islandist, in which case she won't follow Yibum. And if there's no Yibum, then she's an Eishes Ach, Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, V'Nimtzu Paikim Be'er, Chachamim say, right. Rameir says no, but I'm Chayish L'Miyuta. And that Rav is a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, because all these Katanim and Katanois that maybe will or won't be Sarisim and Islandists, they're not Kamon. And still you see there's a Machlaikis. So Zakti Gemara, you see clearly that the Machlaikis remain the Chachamim, even by Ruba de Lesa. Come on, must be Elam Achvart in the first Eretz of the Gemara. The Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav Meir that he's Chayish Lemiyuta. But one piece was Mavur in the Gemara, very clearly, that the Gemara thought that it could be the Chachamim that are Loi Chayish Lemiyuta, the only Loi Chayish Lemiyuta by Ruba de Issa Kamon. But maybe by Ruba de Lesa Kamon, they are Chayish Lemiyuta. In other words, in simpleton's words, a Ruba de Issa Kamon seems like a better Rav than Aruba de Lesa Kamon. By Aruba de Issa Kamon, the Yad Chachamim Aleicha Yish Lemiyuta. By Aruba de Lesa Kamon, albeit in the Havamin of the Gemara, over there, they are Chayish Lemiyuta. The truth is that this principle, as we spoke at the very end of yesterday's af, is Mefurish in the Gemara, Mesech Teshchul and Daf Yir Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Mina ha milsa da amir rabban an zil bas aruba. Says the Gemara, what's the Makar Tarayb? It's a Pasek. Achir Rabbi Mahathas. Like the Gemara, no. Ruba de Issa Kamon, ki going teisha chanuris visan hejim lei kamibayilam. That I know. Ki kamibayilam, Ruba de Lesa Kamon. That brings in and ushers a whole festa sugi and shaz, one of the most quoted Dafin in Noshim Nezikin, which is ironically in Kachim, Chulun, Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the Makar to Roy. But that Gemara is struggling to find a Makar to Ruba the Lace. Ruba the Issa Kaman, that's a passing of the Torah. It's because there's a chilik between a Ruba the Issa Kaman and a Ruba the Lace of the Kaman that we have Chulun, Daf Yud Aleph. Otherwise, it's Rashi and Chumash, it's a passing in the Torah. Now, the Torah says there's Ruba the Issa Kaman, Ruba the Lace of Kaman. And the Gemara is saying that even if I know Ruba the Issa Kaman, it wouldn't mean Ruba the Lace of Kaman. Why? Because a Ruba the Issa Kaman is a better Roy. So a better roif such as a Ruba de Issa Kamon, yeah. But a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, maybe not. Stating that, it's not poshut at all that a Ruba de Issa Kamon is treated la halacha as a better roif, quote unquote, than a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. In fact, it's quite mavur from the gedoyle achroinim exactly to the contrary. Just a little bit of a hakdama. The Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Metzio, Davava Mebeis, the sugi of Taktfu Kayin, brings a Mishnah in Mesechtes Bechayus. Bechayus Daf Nun Ches. The Mishnah says as follows: Kofetz Echem and Aminuyin L'Toychon Kulam Betur. The halacha is that if you have animals, Asiri Yir Kodesh. Every tenth animal is Kodesh. But there's a lot of rules and regulations that define what the Asiri is. For example, we just learned the Gemara that says that it's only an animal that was born in this current year. But if it wasn't born in this current year, it doesn't count as one. It can't be the tenth that's Kodesh. It also can't be the fifth or the sixth or the seventh. It's not part of the minyan. It's not mitzarif to this Asiri. It's not. It can't even be part of the ten. One of the halachas is that if you counted an animal as one of the ten, it can't be counted since Sveit Din Mol. If it's manoi, if it's one of the menuyin, it was counted already previously. So you can't have an animal that's going to go through tachas hashevet and then go through tachas hashevet a second time. Again, we're not talking necessarily about it being the 10th. Forget about the 10th. It can't even be the 9th. It can't even be the 8th. Not just the tzaita. It can't even be part of the min. Zok the Mishnah, what happens if a yid was in his field and he's starting to taif his maisa behema, and then one of the menuyin jumped right back in and it just submished itself with the 100 animals that he has. What does he do? The halach is kulam peturim. Everyone is going to be pot. Tosfos asks Akash, and he blinds Sorachin. He says, Tema, I don't understand. If one of the menuyin jumped into all your other animals, they're all potter. Why are they all potter? Because that one is potter. Once you're from the menuyin, you can't be counted again. So being that one of them is potter, all of them are potter. Frey Tosfos, why don't we arrive? Lezo basaruba. Why don't we say that the one of the menuyim is bottled to the other ones that are not menuyim? Let it be bottled arrive. And Tosfos is shakal v'tari back and forth. A lot of lumdus in this Tosfos. But at the end of the day, Tosfos blides tsarach here. Tosfos, I don't have an answer. I don't understand this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah b'chayres. We're going to learn it in a few weeks. Kofatz echem and amenuyim l'toichon kulam v'turim. Frey Tosfos akasha. Why don't you say that one of the menuyim that was kofatz l'toichon is bottled arrive? Stating that, the Rosh gives an answer. And this is one of the most quoted Roshes in Shas. Says the Rosh that it's true there's a bit of a raiv. Nothing to talk about. That one of the minuyim is going to be bottled to all the other ones. Stating that, I'm going to tell you a lambda, says the Rosh. The halach is that when you have a suffix, you can use raiv. Achir rabam lahatais. The halach is raiv is machriya sveikas. But at the same time, raiv does not have an ability to be pushed at the suffix to the degree that when we look at the situation right now, we don't see a suffix at all. Of course you see a suffix. Raiv just says that despite the fact that you have a suffix, go bus a raiv. Raiv is mevarer, but it can't be machriya sveikas. So in the world of lumdus, there's a lot to talk about. But we're not going to get into the lumdus of the rush. We're going to talk strictly about the halach of the rush. And that is, says the rush, that although Raiv, Achri Rabba Mahatois, but Raiv does not have an ability to be Machriya the Suffolk to the degree that when we look at the situation right now, we don't see a Suffolk at all. Meaning at the end of the day, we're still going to see a Suffolk, says the Rosh Gevaldik. The halacha is, for Maisa Behem, Asiri Vadei Amar Achmono, Vole Asiri Suffolk. In order for an animal to be the Asiri, or the ninth and the eighth and the seventh for that matter, it has to be Vadei Chayiv Maisa Behema. If it's only a Suffolk, whether it's Chayiv Maisa Behema, the halacha is it can't be mitzarif to the minyan. If that's the case, you can't use a bittel beroiv to have an animal be part of the asiri. Because how do I know if this animal is one of the ten or not one of the ten? How do I know that it's an eligible animal? Oh, it's based on a roiv. Roiv doesn't have an ability to be machriya the suffix. So at the end of the day, each one of these 100 animals are all going to be suffix, whether they're chayiv ma'isa behema, they're not chayiv ma'isa behema. And even though in kol ha'Torah kula, the fact that it's a suffix doesn't really bother me, because at the end of the day, the Torah also said roiv. But by ma'isa behema, where the Torah said asiri vadai, v'loy asiri suffix, kach nemr hilchasa, that it has to be vadai v'loy suffix. If all I have is a roiv, that's not enough to make it loy suffix. And it's for that reason the halacha is
all of them or none of them are going to be good. Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, it's in Shalos Tshuvos Rabbi Kiveger, Chelik Bey, Simon Kuf Ches, asks many kashas. He asks many kashas on this rush. Just mention two of his kashas. Number one, Kiveger asks a kasha, if you're going to tell me that Roiv doesn't have an ability to be Moitzim Adei Safik, and it's for that reason, by Maisa Behema, where the criteria is Vadai Veloy Safik, if I know that this animal is subject to Maisa Behema only because of Roiv, it's still looked at as a serious Safik. Thus, it can't go Tachas HaShevet, it can't be Mitzdarif for the minion of Maisa Behema. Frank Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, how could you ever be Mafresh Maisa Behema? The halach is, it's Gemara Masechta Schulin, that a Trefa can't be Maisa Behema. So an animal that's a trefa can't be mitzdarif to ma'isa behema. We know this is chulin 101. Every single animal is a safik, maybe it's a trefa. Why do we always assume that animals are not trefas? You go, basa roiv. Roiv animals are not trefas. The problem is if roiv doesn't have an ability to be machriya sveikis as it relates to the halachas of ma'isa behema, because by ma'isa behema, kach nemre hilchasa, asiri vadai, v'loy asiri safik. So if that's the case, at the end of the day, freikrab kiveger, geshmaka kasha, how could you ever be mafish ma'isa behema? Maybe the animal's a trefa. And don't tell me roiv, because even if I have a roiv, but it's still safik, and it's halach of asiri safik. Another kash Rabbi Kiveger asks is from a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin that find Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem, and the Gemara says as follows: mamzer vaday huda lo yovei, a mamzer safik yovei. A safik mamzer is mutal lovei bekal Hashem. Bekahal vaday huda lo yovei, a bekal safik yovei. A vaday mamzer, this is what we need, is only not allowed to enter. Is only not allowed to enter a vaday kahal. But a suffik kal, yeah. I mean, if you have a suffik, whether somebody is not a mamzer or not a, or is a mamzer, a mamzer is allowed to marry a suffik mamzer. That's the point. So lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem, but a mamzer is lo yovei bekahal vaday. So if you know for sure somebody's not a mamzer, so then there's a halacha can't marry a mamzer. But if someone's a suffik himself, whether he's a mamzer or not, then there's no issur for him to marry a vaday mamzer. What do you mean? I'm only a suffik mamzer. You're a vaday mamzer. Lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem et halacha l'moshe misinai kal vaday lo yovei safik kal yovei. Vayikra Kiveger a festive kasha. The Shem Shmeitz asks this kasha. All the Achreinim asks this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks the kasha. Writer in Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. If you're telling me that the iser mamzer is only to a kal vaday, so if you know someone 100% sure he has a perfect hashkocha that he's not a mamzer, that guy the mamzer is not allowed to marry. But if you're a safik mamzer, the mamzer's allowed to marry you. If that's the case, the mamzer should be able to marry everybody. You know why? Because how do you ever know if someone's a mamzer or not a mamzer? Maybe everybody's a mamzer. The teretz is roiv. Roiv be'ilois achra abal. But the Rosh said to you, so that roiv doesn't work to be machriya, the suffix to the point that you can determine vadai v'loi suffix. And if that's the case, Reikrab Kiveger, so what's the, ever the halacha mamzer? Lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem bekal vadai. But if it's a kal, everyone's a kal suffix. What do you mean? Everyone has a roiv. Roiv bilas achrabah, but roiv doesn't have an ability to machriya mitnyat suffix. Meaning just like there's a halacha of asiri vadai in the sugis of ma'isa behema, there's a halacha of kal vadai in the sugis of mamzer. It's not often you find this concept in shots of vadai v'loi suffix. But these are two sugyas where you have it. So just like the Rosh said it with regards to Asiri Vadai, it has to be true with regards to Kahal Vadai. If that's the case, the Braisa says the Isser Mamzer is only lover be Kahal Vadai, then if that's the case, this should never be an Isser, because no such thing is Kahal Vadai. And the reason no such thing is Kahal Vadai because you always have to come onto a Roiv, and Roiv doesn't have an ability to make Vadai. As I said, Kiveger. Kiveger says a Teretz. Kiveger says a major lumbus. He says to answer these kashas, and that is that when do you say the halacha of the Rosh, that being that for ma'isa behemin is halacha vada v'loy sof, you can't go basar roiv. That's when the halacha of roiv is only coming to be poshet this specific shayla. In the case of kofetz achim namenuin, let's stick to that because that's the simplest case. So what's the shayla? The shayla is one of the animals was counted already. Now it jumped back in. It doesn't count for the minion anymore. So the shayla is, what am I supposed to do? Let it be bottom of Rav, says the Rosh. Asiri vada v'lay asiri safik. What's the shayla in halacha, right? You go to a Rav. I want to know. One of my menuyin jumped in. Okay, what's the shayla? There's only one shayla in the world. The shayla is ma'isa behema. Doesn't have any other nafke minas in halacha. The only nafke minas is ma'isa behema. By ma'isa behema is halacha vada v'lay safik. You can't rely on Rav. Says Rav Kiveger, what about the halacha of trefa? Rav trefas, right? We asked the kasha, how could an animal ever go tachas hashevet? Maybe it's a trefa. A trefa doesn't count for a minion. The teretz is roiv animals are not trefas. The Teretz is roiv animals are not treifus. It's very good that roiv animals are not treifus, but roiv doesn't have an ability to machri a safek. Says Rabbi Kivega, that shaila of whether roiv has an ability to be machriya, whether it's a treifa or not a treifa, is that only negeya the halachas of ma'aseh behema? No, that's negeya a lot of halachas. The chulin halachas. Can I eat this animal? Can I milk this animal? There's a lot of nafkin meters in this shaila right now, whether it's a treif or not. With regards to milking the animal, eating the animal, there, of course, you're allowed to go basaroi. There is no halacha vadei veloy safik. The halacha l'moshe misinai, this din of vadei veloy safik was said with regards to, it was said with regards to the halachas of Maisa Behema. It wasn't said with regards to the other halachas. Once we use the roi with regards to the other halachas, we can use the roi with regards to the Maisa Behema halachas as well. If all we were danning was the Maisa Behema, so then you would say, I can't use roi. Because Vadei Veloy Sofik, and the roi doesn't have an ability to create Vadei. It's still going to be a Sofik. At the end of the day, you can use it like a tchila, but it's still going to be a Sofik. Right, remember the Pischei Tshuva when we learned the Pischei Tshuva says if a person doesn't rely on Roiv, it could be it's a question of him not trusting the Torah and the Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not even Pashit. You're not allowed to be a Bal Nefesh Yachna to go connect to Roiv. It's a very slippery slope, the Pischei Tshuva, right? But the point is, the point is that as it relates to this halacha, it's not only Negeya Vadai Veloy Sofek, right? It's Negeya other areas as well. Is it a treifa? Can I eat it? Can I not eat it? Now, one of the nafkuminas of whether it's a treifa or not is, does it count for a minyan Maisa Behema or not? But being that we could use the Roiv for everything other than the Maisa Behema, so the Roiv already established that this animal's not a treifa. Once it established that it's not a treifa with regards to the kashra shaboy, the yerideya shaboy, those areas, I can use it for this as well. With regards to this question, this suffix mamzer, every person is a suffix mamzer, but there's a roi. Whether this person's a mamzer or not has a lot of nafkaminas in halacha. Not only could he marry a mamzer or not, that's one nafkamina, but there's other nafkaminas as well. Once the roi bilas achra about paskins, that this child is not a mamzer, that his father's his father, etc., so then already you can use the roi even for the halacha of kahal vadai. So if I'm using the roi only for the halacha of kahal vadai, then I can't do it. I'm using the roif only for Asiri Vadi, that I can't do. But once I'm using the roif for other things, then I can use it for this as well. This is Rav Kivega's Mahalach in Shuvas Rav Kivega, Chelik Beis, Simin Kufches. Stating that is another Mahalach. And that is the Chsam Sofer in Evin Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Mem Zayin. And the Shmeitzer in Shmeitzer Beis, Tesvav. And that is, you know what the chilik is between Kofet Zachar Namanuyin, where the Rosh said that even though there's a Roiv, but the Roiv's not going to work because Vadai Veloy Sofik, at the end of the day, it's still going to be Sofik. Versus every animal, let it be a Sofik because maybe it's a Treifa. Or versus the Gemara Kedushin Dafayin Gimel Amin Aleph, why is a Mamzer ever not allowed to marry somebody? Why don't you say Kal Vadai and we don't have Kal Vadai because you have to come on to a Roiv? You know what the difference is? Bava Mitzia, Davava Mitbeis, Kofet Zachar Namanuyin is a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Whereas the Sufik Trefus or the Gemara Kedushin by Kalvada and Gimel Amar Aleph is a Ruba de Lesser Kamad. You know when the Rosh said his halacha that Roiv doesn't have an ability to create Vada, it's still going to be a Sufik? That's by a Ruba de Issa Kamad. But by a Ruba de Lesser Kamad, it can create a Vada. So Kofatechem and Aminuyin, I don't know for sure that this is not one of the Minuyim. I have a roiv. Roiv doesn't create vadai. That's because it's a ruba de isa kamon. The roiv of not minuyim are here, and the miyot of minuyim are here. And being that the roiv and the miyot are kamon, by a ruba de isa kamon, roiv doesn't create vadai. But where it's a ruba, it's a hypothetical roiv. Maybe this animal's a treifa. What are you basing that on? Is there a treifa here? I don't know. But I know with amongst the animals, statistically speaking, there are treifas. That's a ruba de lesser kamon. Maybe this child is not really his father's child. Why? I don't know. Maybe his mother was Mizana. And there's a... That's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. By a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, it could create Vadai. What's the Svara? The Svara is that by a Ruba de Issa Kamon, the Miyat is in front of us. I mean that the Miyat is here. We know for sure there's... We know there's one of the Minuyim inside this there. So how can you tell me it's Vadai, not one of the Minuyim? I know one of the Minuyim are here. But by a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, where although the Rav is not the Kamon, but the Miyat is also Lesser Kamon, so you don't have the Miyat to sink your teeth into. So Bichahai Gavna, in that case, where the Miyat's Lesser Kamon, over there it's for sure going to create Vadai. In other words, what's coming out in this raid, Shmeitzer, Chsam Sofer, etc., is that a Ruba de Lesser Kamon is better than a Ruba de Issa Kamon. The Rosh has loved this, that Roiv can't create Vadai is only by a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Whereas by a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, it could create Vadai. Here we had a Gemara in Chayrus Tap Yotasam Abeis popped away.
And we had another Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, very much not talked away. That's ground zero for the sugis of Roy. That say that Ruben the Isakamon's a better Roy than Ruben the Lesser Kamon. In Chulin Yud Aleph, the Gemara said, even though I know Ruben the Isakamon, it's a passing in the Torah, we still need another Makar for Ruben the Lesser Kamon. In Yud Testament base, the Gemara wanted to say that it could be, even if you lay Chayesh Lemiyuta, that's only by a Lesser Kamon, you are going to be Chayesh Lemiyuta. Meaning a Ruben the Isakamon's a better Roy. And here we're saying in the world of Lumdis, it comes out just the opposite. What does it mean, just the opposite? That by Aruba, the Issa Kamon, it can't be Machriya the Safik, but by Aruba, the Lesser Kamon, it could be Machriya the Safik. You have to say what the Heilige Chassam Sofer says. Could I just quote the Chassam Sofer, and we'll end with this. And that is, says the Chassam Sofer, the Mavur Mizeh Lefiya Sol Kedaitach, says the Chassam, even though it's Mavur, I'm just coming here in the middle. It's Mavur in the Habaminas of the Gemara that the Ruba de Lesa Kamon, Geria me Ruba de Isa Kamon. That a Ruba de Lesa Kamon is less than a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Which Gemara is it? Mavur, Chulin Yud Aleph, that's the Gemara he quotes, but it's also Mavur in our Gemara. Becharis Yutes, Mikomokum, Hainu Lasol Kadaitach. That's all in the Havamina. Ava Lafia Maskono. But Lafia Maskono, the Loch Lamesh Misina, he does lean on Afila Beruba de Lesa Kamon. Shuv! Odif Lesa Kamon with the Isa Kamon. And the whole story flips. In the Havamina, an Isa Kamon is better than a Lesa Kamon. But in the Maskono, the Lesa Kamon is better than the Isa Kamon. And the reason is the Issa Kamon Afal P Al Koponim is Kan Lefanenu Miyat HaSoysa LaRoiv, because by the Issa Kamon you have the meat in front of you. Ve'eshev She'iz Dami Lefanenu Min HaMiyat HaMuchzik Lefanenu U'Muriv Meina. Either way, just to end with one nice Maramokim, the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, if you want to take a look, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. It's a classic work. So he brings this kasha on the rush from Roiv Behemoth Treifus and from Kal Vadai in the end of Parshas Bechukosai. It's a very long arichos, and then he says, "V'sha'alti esp adoni moiri v'rebi hagoyim moireinu v'rabenu arav rab kiveigazal." So the Ksav Kabbalah was a Talmud Rab Kiveigah. How many people could write that? He says, "I asked my Rebbe, Rab Kiveigah, this kasha. And Rab Kiveigah told him, if you want to look it up inside, exactly what Rab Kiveigah wrote in the Tshuva. The Tshuva wasn't to the Ksav Kabbalah, but he told him exactly what he wrote in the Tshuva l'shitasa in Siman Kuvches. Either way, two mahalchim had to answer these kashas. The second one is very much negeya, the sugya that we're learning right now.